Welcome to our deep dive on a topic that's been fascinating me for a while now. India's rise as a global powerhouse, especially in science and innovation. I've been looking through research papers, news articles, even some like insider perspectives on what's driving this incredible transformation. And especially from like the year 2000 onward, get ready for some seriously cool insights. Because India's trajectory is nothing short of fascinating.
Yeah, you know, what's really struck me is how India's approach seems to be this blend of catching up, but also like leaping forward. At the same time, it's like they're building on foundations that are already there, but they're also pioneering these completely new paths.
Yeah, it's not just adopting what's already out there. It's about carving their own space in the world of science and tech.
Exactly.
So let's start by setting the stage. Imagine India in the early 2000s. What comes to mind?
Well, the Y2K situation actually played a pivotal role. You know, the world suddenly needed these massive IT solutions, and India was ready. They had a skilled workforce, and it was like a global showcase of what they were capable of.
I remember reading about that. It was like India's hello world moment on the global tech stage.
Exactly.
But as you said, there was so much more brewing beneath the surface. So what were some of the other key developments during those early years?
Well, the government was strategically laying the groundwork, I would say, for future growth. They were enacting policies to attract investment in research and development, particularly in fields, I think, like biotechnology and pharmaceuticals. So it was a time of planting seeds, and those seeds have definitely sprouted in a big way.
That makes sense. It's like setting the stage for a multi-act play, and we're now witnessing the main event unfold. Speaking of grand stages, we can't ignore India's space program. I mean, shooting for the moon literally takes some serious ambition.
Right. Their space program is a perfect example of that dual approach that we talked about. You know, they've mastered launching satellites, putting them among the top players in that arena, but they're not stopping there. Missions to the moon and even Mars show, a hunger to push boundaries.
Yeah, it's not just about being part of the space race. It's about leading it in their own way.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the impact it has on people back home. I mean, when that Mars orbiter mission, Mangalyaan, successfully reached Mars in 2014, it wasn't just a scientific win, it was a source of national pride.
Exactly. Mangalyaan was a testament to India's growing technological prowess. Mm-hmm. It captivated the imagination of a nation and inspired, I think, a whole generation of budding scientists and engineers. It was a powerful symbol of what India could achieve on the world stage.
It's a story that goes beyond data points and technical achievements. It's about human aspiration and a nation coming into its own. And while we're on the topic of achieving big things, let's talk about the IT sector. We all know India has been a major player in IT for decades, but something feels different now.
Yeah, it's evolved beyond just outsourcing. India is now a breeding ground for homegrown tech giants and a startup scene that's overflowing with energy and ideas. They're not just providing services, they're building products and platforms that are changing the game globally.
Okay, I need specifics. Give me some names, some stories that illustrate this shift. What are some of the companies that are turning heads?
Think about companies like Flipkart and Ola. They've taken on global giants in e-commerce and ride-hailing, respectively, proving that Indian innovation can stand toe-to-toe with the best in the world.
Wow. And it's not happening in a vacuum, right? What role has the government played in fostering this growth?
Initiatives like Digital India have been crucial. It's about more than just infrastructure. It's about fostering a digital economy, expanding internet access, and empowering people with technology. It's like they're creating a digital springboard for innovation to take flight.
That's a great analogy. But even with all this progress, there must be challenges. I'm curious about the other side of the coin. What are some of the hurdles India faces as it charges into this future?
One of the biggest challenges is bridging the digital divide. While initiatives like Digital India are making strides, ensuring equitable access to technology across such a vast and diverse population is a monumental task.
So it's not just about building the technology, but about ensuring everyone can benefit from it. Accessibility is key.
Precisely. And that leads to another challenge, which is ensuring that the benefits of this innovation-driven growth are shared equitably. Addressing issues like poverty and inequality will be crucial for India to truly realize its full potential.
It's a reminder that progress isn't just about technological advancement, but also about social progress. It's about lifting everyone up and making sure no one gets left behind.
Absolutely. And that's why India's focus on sustainable development is so important. They're not just chasing economic growth. They're looking for solutions that benefit both people and the planet.
That's a great segue into our next topic, India's renewable energy revolution. This is an area where they're making some serious waves globally. But before we jump in, I think it's time for a quick pause. When we come back, we'll delve into India's ambitious plans for a clean energy future and explore how they're tackling the challenges of climate change head on. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into India's incredible journey in science and innovation.
We left off talking about the challenges of equitable growth and sustainable development. And it's a perfect lead-in to India's renewable energy push. And they're making some bold moves that have caught the attention of, well, the whole world.
Yeah, they've set this ambitious target, 450 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity by 2030.
Wow.
That's huge. It's a clear signal that India is taking climate change seriously and betting big on a clean energy future.
But isn't India also a country that's heavily reliant on coal? How are they like reconciling this massive energy demand with their clean energy goals?
It's a complex balancing act, you know. They're phasing out older, inefficient coal plants while simultaneously ramping up renewable energy infrastructure. Solar power in particular has seen explosive growth in India.
Right.
They've got these massive solar farms popping up all over the country.
I've seen photos of those solar farms. They're like fields of giant sunflowers soaking up the sun's energy. It's a powerful visual representation of India's commitment to this transition. But I imagine there are hurdles along the way.
Of course. Upgrading the electricity grid to handle the intermittent nature of solar and wind power is a major challenge. And then there's the issue of storage, you know, finding efficient ways to store this energy for when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing.
So it's not just about generating clean energy. It's about creating a whole new energy ecosystem.
Exactly. And that requires innovation, not just in technology, but also in policy, financing, and even social behavior. It's a systemic shift, not just a technological one.
Hmm. It's a fascinating case study in how a nation can tackle such a complex challenge. But let's shift gears for a moment. We've talked about space, IT, and renewable energy, but there's another dimension to India's innovation story that I'm eager to explore.
You're talking about the startup ecosystem.
Yes. It's like this energetic, bubbling cauldron of creativity, and it's producing some seriously impressive results. What's fueling this incredible growth in the startup scene?
I think several factors are at play. India has this young, digitally savvy population that's eager to embrace new technologies and solutions. And there's a growing domestic market, which provides a testing ground for innovative products and services. And let's not forget the talent pool.
Right, that constant theme, India's abundance of skilled engineers, designers, and entrepreneurs. It's like fertile ground for startups to take root.
Precisely. And this talent is attracting global attention. Venture capitalists from around the world are pouring funds into Indian startups, recognizing their potential to disrupt industries and create global impact.
Yeah, we're seeing unicorn startups valued at over $1 billion. Emerging at an astonishing rate. It's like a whole new generation of Indian entrepreneurs is rewriting the rules of the game. But I'm curious, beyond the big names and the billion-dollar valuations, what are some of the specific areas where Indian startups are making a difference?
They're tackling a wide range of challenges. In fintech, we're seeing startups revolutionizing financial inclusion, making banking and financial services accessible to millions who were previously excluded. EdTech startups are leveraging technology to personalize education, making learning more engaging and accessible.
And what about healthcare? With such a vast population, the challenges in healthcare must be immense.
Absolutely. But Indian startups are stepping up to address these challenges. We're seeing telemedicine platforms connecting patients in remote areas with specialists in cities. AI-powered diagnostics are helping to improve healthcare outcomes. It's about leveraging technology to bridge gaps and improve people's lives.
Wow. It's like a wave of innovation is sweeping across India, touching every aspect of life. But amidst all this excitement, is there a risk of overlooking some of the deeper societal issues?
That's a crucial point. While celebrating India's technological advancements, it's important to remember that true progress must be inclusive and address the needs of all segments of society. The challenge is to ensure that the benefits of this innovation reach everyone, not just a privileged few.
So it's about striking a balance between celebrating success and acknowledging that the journey is far from over.
Exactly. There's still much work to be done in addressing issues like poverty, inequality, and gender disparity. The goal is to harness the power of innovation to create a more just and equitable society.
It's a reminder that progress is not just about technological leaps, but about human well-being and creating a better future for all. And speaking of the future, I'm curious about what lies ahead for India's science and innovation journey. What trends are you watching? What possibilities excite you?
One area that's particularly exciting is the intersection of biology and technology. India has a rich tradition in both these fields, and we're seeing them converge in fascinating ways. Think about personalized medicine, gene editing, and biomanufacturing. These are areas where India has the potential to become a global leader.
It's like biology is becoming the new frontier of innovation, and
Yeah.
India is positioning itself to be at the forefront of this revolution.
Precisely. And this is just one example. We're also seeing exciting developments in areas like artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and space exploration. The potential is truly limitless.
It's an incredible time to be witnessing India's rise as a global innovation powerhouse. But before we get too carried away with the future, I think it's important to step back and examine the underlying factors that have enabled this remarkable transformation. What are the key ingredients in India's secret sauce?
That's a great question, and one that deserves its own dedicated exploration. When we come back after a short break, we'll delve into the factors that have shaped India's innovation ecosystem and try to uncover the secret to their success. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our final segment on India's surge in science and innovation. We've covered a lot of ground, but I'm eager to unpack the why behind this incredible success story. What are the ingredients in the secret sauce?
Yeah, it's like trying to, I don't know, identify the ingredients of some complex, flavorful dish. There's no single element that can explain it all. It's a combination of factors that have come together in a unique way.
Okay, so let's break down this recipe. We've talked about India's strong education system, the abundance of skilled talent. Is there something more at play, something that goes beyond textbooks and degrees?
One key ingredient is this cultural ethos of jugaad. This knack for finding ingenious, resourceful solutions, even when resources are scarce. It's about adaptability, resilience, and a make-it-work mentality that's deeply ingrained in Indian culture.
That's fascinating. It's like they've turned resourcefulness into a superpower. Are there any specific examples of this jugaad in action within innovation ecosystem?
Absolutely. Think about the way many startups have found success by adapting global technologies to meet specific local needs. They're not just copying, they're innovating by tailoring solutions to address unique challenges in the Indian context.
It's like they're taking the best of the world and making it their own. But it's not just about cultural factors, right? What role has government policy played in fostering this environment of innovation?
The government has been proactive in creating policies that encourage and support innovation. We've already mentioned initiatives like Digital India and Startup India. These programs provide funding, mentorship, and infrastructure support, helping startups to scale and thrive.
It's like they're creating a fertile ecosystem where innovation can flourish. What of the role of private investment? I mean, venture capitalists are known for their appetite for risk and their ability to spot potential. Have they played a part in India's success story?
Absolutely. Global investors have recognized the potential of the Indian market and the talent pool. They're pouring funds into startups, fueling their growth, and helping them expand their reach.
So it's like a perfect storm of factors: a vibrant culture of innovation, supportive government policies, and a surge in investment. It's no wonder India is emerging as a global innovation hub. But as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to something you said earlier about ensuring that the benefits of this progress are shared equitably.
Yeah, that's perhaps the most crucial aspect of India's journey. It's not just about technological advancement, it's about social progress. It's about using innovation to bridge gaps, address inequality, and create a future where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
It's about ensuring that the rising tide lifts all boats. And that requires a conscious effort to address the root causes of poverty, improve access to education and healthcare, and empower marginalized communities.
Exactly. The ultimate measure of India's success won't just be its GDP growth or the number of unicorns it creates, but the well-being of its people and the creation of a more just and equitable society.
It's a reminder that innovation is not an end in itself, but a means to a greater end. It's a tool to build a better world, not just for India, but for all of humanity.
And that's what makes India's story so inspiring. It's a story of human potential, of resilience, and of a nation striving to create a brighter future. And it's a story that's still being written, and the world is watching with anticipation.
On that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive. We've explored India's remarkable journey in science and innovation, from its space ambitions to its vibrant startup scene. We've examined the factors that have fueled this growth and the challenges that lie ahead. We hope you enjoyed this exploration as much as we have. And until next time, keep your minds curious and your spirits adventurous.